The Strength and Separation of Sibling Bonds, from the book My Life Stories Through My Eyes. In the dynamic of our family, my older brother, Bruce, was born in 1952, followed by my sister, who was born in 1953. As the youngest sibling, our childhood was filled with boundless energy and a whirlwind of activities. From riding bikes to the city pool, playing outdoor games with neighborhood kids, engaging in piano lessons, and 4-H, our days were full. One fond memory that still brings a smile to my face is playing in our living room a spirited game of dodgeball with couch pillows made by my mom. We laughed uproariously, reveling in the joy of throwing pillows until a lamp broke. This made a stronger bond between us kids as we prepared the lamp by gluing it together. Bruce, my creative and inventive brother, often embarked on unconventional ventures. One such was his ambitious worm farm, with dreams of selling worms to fishermen. Although we didn't live near a lake or river, it did not deter his desire to have a worm farm. His boundless energy extended not only physically, but also intellectually, with a mind that seemed to be constantly two steps ahead of me. His remarkable intelligence was evident even though my parents encouraged him to strive for better grades, given his aptitude. In hindsight, I recognize that Bruce displayed characteristics that align with ADHD, albeit unrecognized during that era when neurodiversity wasn't acknowledged. It was my brother who introduced me to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. During his mission, we exchanged heartfelt letters, sharing our thoughts and experiences while reading the Book of Mormon. His unwavering support and encouragement have always made me feel like a good person, instilling a sense of self-worth that remains cherished. But my brother will always be in my heart because he introduced Yeye to me and so excited when we were getting married. One admirable quality that has always stood out about Bruce is his genuine happiness for the good fortune of others. Sandy, the studious one, earned the nickname The Brain from her friends, and rightfully so. Throughout her schooling, she consistently ranked among the top students. She took on household responsibilities like keeping our house tidy and even making lunch for our dad. When Sandy vacuumed the living room, we were forbidden to walk and leave footprints, a testament of her meticulous nature. I always admired her, not only for her intelligence, but her spiritual nature. She possessed a white plastic case in the shape of a cross, a gift that she had received. Inside was a cross necklace that held deep significance to her. Sandy would read the Bible to me and lead me in prayer. Her prayers were lengthy, blessings for each room to stay clean and well wishes for every family and relative. When I began to doze off, she would tell me to wake up. Sandy was very respected by her peers and teachers. Once in an algebra class, the teacher had lost my test but gave me a score of A- because Sandy would have undoubtedly received an A. Her reputation preceded her, and her integrity shone through in every aspect of her life. In times of financial hardship, such as when Yeye was pursuing his graduate studies, Sandy's generosity was truly remarkable. She provided us with gifts like a freezer, dishwasher, and toys for the kids, shouldering the burden of expenses even when Grandma McMurdy stopped babysitting Peter. Thinking back, I owe Sandy a heartfelt gratitude for this gesture. I cannot escape the feeling that our family was shattered by my parents' divorce. I don't think I have ever felt as close to my sister and brother as when we were in our childhood years. However, amidst the changes, I hold immense gratitude for the integral roles my sister and brother played in shaping my life. They have been unwavering sources of strength during my most challenging moments, and for that, I am forever thankful. End chapter. Freedom to be a Child, from the book My Life Stories Through My Eyes. I'm not sure roller skates would be considered a toy, but I love to roller skate. We did not have shoe roller skates, but simple skates that you wore with shoes. When one of our roller skates broke or became worn out, we had a clever solution. We would take the wheels off an old skate and replace them. Using a skate key, we would tighten the prongs on the top of the roller skates. However, there was always a moment of fear for me when one of the small prongs on the toe of the skate came loose from my shoe, causing me to come to a sudden stop. Every time this happened, it was inevitable that I would lose my balance and take a tumble and skin my knees on the cement. Playing roller skate tag with the neighborhood kids and my siblings was a favorite pastime of mine. We would head to the elementary school behind our house and race up and down the outside hallways, enjoying the thrill of the game. I must admit, I was a bit of a nerd, and on occasion I would roller skate about a mile to high school. During that time, I had shoe roller skates, which made the journey less challenging and faster. In addition to roller skating, I had a great fondness for playing jacks. My mom happened to be an incredible skilled at jacks and would win every time we played. However, I had developed some proficiency as well. My mom taught us various unique ways to play, expanding beyond the basic picking up of one, two, three, and so on. We played games like Around the World, Pigs in the Pen, Knocking, and even more advanced techniques like throwing the jack in the air with the ball and catching it in the other hand while allowing the ball to bounce once before catching it. Instead of using the little red ball, we would use a golf ball. It was a lot of fun and brought out our competitive spirits. Davis is a bike-friendly city with wide bike lanes. I rode my bike everywhere. Even when I was 4 years old, my pride and joy was my olive green three-speed Raleigh bike. I must have been in second or third grade when I received it. I knew my parents had invested a significant amount of money in this high-quality brand, and I wanted to keep it sparkling. One day, not long after acquiring my new bike, heavy rain poured down, but I was eager to ride the bike to school. Feeling a bit lazy, I opted against taking the longer route through the neighborhood streets. Instead, I made the ridiculous decision to venture out through the muddy field behind my house as a shortcut to school. It didn't take long for me to get stuck in the mud, and I had to turn back home. I was crying because not only was I late for school, but my new bike was now covered in muck. When I arrived home, my mom instructed me to leave the bike in the rain so that the mud would wash off. I was disheartened that my bike had to be in the rain. After changing my clothes, my mom drove me to school. The bike resembled the image below. During my younger years, we didn't have to worry about locking our bikes or even our doors or windows. However, during my high school years, my bike fell victim to theft. I felt angry and frustrated by the incident. This was my initial encounter with the unfortunate reality that there are individuals who resort to thievery. Up to this time, I had enjoyed a life where people had integrity. It was pretty idealistic. Some things I felt as a child, then they're just a bunch of bullet points. Freedom. We could come and go with few restrictions and play unsupervised for hours at a time, even until late into the night. Safe to ride my bike anywhere in the city by myself. Trick-or-treating on Halloween with friends until we had half a pillowcase full of candy. We could sit and lay in any position in the car because there were no seatbelts. The street was also our playground. The news was not as politicized. People were patriotic. We could easily open up bottles that because they weren't childproof. White bread ruled. I was always envious of other kids because we ate wheat bread. Candy, like licorice, was 1 cent. You could buy a handful of candy for 10 cents. Our freezer was stocked with vanilla ice cream and refrigerator was with our favorites, dill pickles and Velveeta cheese. TV shows were PG. End the chapter.